Welcome to DanceCast, the podcast in which I interview people who create inclusive dance all around the world. My name is Silva Laukkanen, and I am your host. Welcome to DanceCast. The next episodes are all going to focus in the performers, presenters, and artists that are taking part at the X Dance Festival that is happening online on June 6th through the 13th. X Dance Festival aims to situate inclusion and accessibility in the dance field and to grow future possibilities toward diverse representation in dance. You can find out more about the festival offerings and how to register at danceabilityfinland.com and in a tab XDF. In this episode of DanceCast, I spoke with Kadar Kristen. He came to Finland as an asylum seeker in 2012 and was swished into the dance world about a year and a half ago through the Danceability Finland Sunday classes. Kadar is now the vice president of a Danceability Finland board and performs and dances with Danceability Finland and Chaos Company, as well as the Uudenmaan Pyörätuolitanssijat. Kadar was also part of an ILMA project, which is a social dance project about climate emotions and nature relation in nowadays world. ILMA was premiered in March 2020, just before the pandemic in Finland, at the Zodiac New Dance Center in Helsinki, Finland. ILMA was created by a Finnish dancer and choreographer named Nella Turkki. Kadar will also be teaching the last daily dances with Sally Davison for the X Dance Festival on Saturday, June 12th at 11 a.m. EEST. So join us through Zoom. You can find the link on our social media pages as well as danceabilityfinland.com/kaos, K-A-A-O-S, and there tap XDF, workshops, and daily dances. I hope you enjoy this episode with Kadar. Welcome to DanceCast.
Thank you. I have pleasure to be with you.
The sound you're hearing there is Kadar actually rubbing his hands against one another. Maybe I'll invite you as well as a listener to rub your hands against one another for a second. It's so fun to get to know you better. Tell me a little bit, how did you get involved in dance world?
It happens just like it happened. Coincidentally, I was working in a place that, and there I get to know a girl. She was using the wheelchair, and we were like there just talking about everyday's life. And then I just asked her what she's doing, and she just said like she goes to dancing, and this was completely unknown world for me, dance and art. And the way she was talking about it, she was very enthusiastic, and like she was showing really great that she was fervent to go and dance and to dance. So I was a bit like, is that the place for me to go there? Yeah, but we really have different concepts like about the dancing. Like we always think that like the people from that region where I came from, it's like people dance in the long line in the group, you know. There's really not like solo, like some just single person dancing by himself. It's the dancing, like you can see hundreds of people hand in hand dancing in one long line, you know. So like, I'm mostly involved with the leg, and there are certain rules. And so it doesn't feel like I could do it, you know? So here, like when she was talking about it, so I get also interested somehow. And then she said that you can come there and see us. You can also join to dance with us. It was once a week, every Sunday. I went there. There was like five, six people. Yeah. And first I was a bit shy. Yeah, I sat next to the door, and they told me, like, they asked me to join them. I said, no, I better to watch just so how, see how you dancing. Yeah, it didn't take it take me like 10 to 15 minutes. Then I asked, can I join? Because like they were really doing things like, yeah, like looks really simple and looks really like natural as well. And I felt like, yes, I can do this really very nice, and I want to do this, you know.
So
And
these were
that's
the
how I
Dance
felt.
Ability Sunday classes that you,
Yeah,
Dance Ability
exactly.
Finland, that offers the
Yeah,
Sunday classes.
yeah.
Oh man, so you felt welcomed into the
Yeah.
group.
Yeah, I felt very, like they were really friendly, all the people there. I get such impression like, yes, I'm like I can be there like myself, you know. I don't have to like do st things that I think I cannot do it, you know. I don't have to do things behind my abilities, like my, yeah, stuff like that. I just like, you can just move your fingers, you can move your head or eyes, or you just can even stay still, you know. So it doesn't matter how you, so you can do it on the ground, you can be on the chair, everything is dancing, you know. So yeah, and everybody was doing things that they feel good to them, they like. So I said, yes, I can also be there. And I get in, like that was the first time, and then after then, like I was really into it that much. Like yeah. Since then, I almost every Sunday I go to join them. That was like more than a year ago.
Oh, wow. So that was your first entrance to dance in Finland.
Yes.
How long have you
That
been in Finland?
9 years,
Okay,
9 years, and I'm surprised that like nobody have ever told me about that, because I've been 9 years in Finland. I was in physiotherapist, I was in rehabilitation centers, I was I was quite active, like going to different places, but still nobody, like it was completely dark. So nobody even told me there are such things existed. You know,
and do you
so
feel like it has made you feel more included in the society as well in Finland after you found this dance? Like, do you see any other benefits than just the dancing?
yeah, of course, like I think like my opinion only the like casting the world of dance over this is very lim it limited it, because it's not only dancing, it's also involved a lot of other things. To me, it feels like more like therapy as well, and also like social interaction with other people. Like I get integrated into Finnish society through that more than like during this 1 year. Like I get to be into the society more than the 8 years before. I was in the school, I was in all those places, but I couldn't find myself being integrated in the society. But through this dance, I find myself, yes, I'm into this stuff in just 1 year, you know. So it's not just the dance, you know, like dance is really, I find it very limited to talk about it as a dance.
So it's so much more than just the
Yeah,
dance.
yeah.
And you have gotten some chances to perform as well. How does that feel?
Yeah, performing as well, it helps a lot to build the self confidence to be in the public with your wheelchair. You know, like for example, we danced in front of
Is
Audi,
it
the library,
okay? It's a
Audi
library in
library
Helsinki.
in Helsinki. Yes,
Okay.
exactly. It's the main library in Helsinki. Yeah, and there was a lot of people going in and out, you know, like people was watching, people was like so I mean, like to be in that social place, that very public place, and dancing, you know, it needs courage, I think, especially when you are like on the wheelchair. It draws a lot of attention, like the people's like who's looking. So I did it, and then after that, I felt really good that okay, that I could be in the public place dancing, and I get that strong self-confidence of it. Like it's so, I felt so like yes, I can be anywhere, you know. Like it helps you to build up your like to go back to the society after the injury, I think, like, and also a way of integration as an immigrant, you know. Like, you know, when you get injured, I have spinal cord injury that was long ago happened, like I was 17 years old then. Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to build up yourself newly. And adapt the new situation that you get in. So that we're dancing is the way to go back to your life, like make it continue with it, like just in different, like new, under new circumstances and with new conditions, but different ways to build up your life again.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so what I'm that's super powerful. And what I'm hearing as well is when you were talking about the experience of performing in front of the library, and you were saying, you know, as an immigrant, as a disabled immigrant, do you feel like you were seen in a very positive light in that situation when you were performing? Did it feel positive? Like people will look at
Yeah.
you positively?
People was like smiling. I was seeing them smiling. Yeah, they were seeing it really quite positively. Like the way they were showing it, they were like receiving it really positive in positive way. But also like the impact. Like I get it in myself. You know, that was the thing I'm so like was mostly important to me that I. Yeah, I overcome the fear, like I get that strong confidence in myself that I can be in public place dancing and dancing the way you are, you know, not just performing this extra movements out of like showing that strong, like how to say,
Like
like strong movements that,
you didn't learn somebody else's movements, but movements that you created.
You just come out from yourself, you know.
Yeah, that is super powerful. You've been later on involved in another dance world as well. You're dancing with somebody else than a Danceability Finland as today or currently.
I was right now we are preparing for performance with the Uudenmaan Puoratuoli Tanssijat. That's another organization that we're all on the wheelchair, most of us, you know, just yeah, all of us we are on the wheelchair, and we train together once a week, and we do some themes together, and we perform it like separately, like a solo, and then in a group. as well. Yeah,
So
that
it's
would be.
not ballroom dancing. It's also creative performance making.
Yeah, like if, for example, you want to express, like, you have this theme, it's about the environment or about the obstacles, let's say, about that you faced in that and how you in your daily life, or and how you would like to express it with the movement. You know, like what's the things that the obstacles you see? There is this physical concrete obstacles, and there's also like some mental obstacles. So you choose one of them, and then you will express it in the movement. And it doesn't matter how the movement looks like, you just do it the way you see that, yes, it shows what you feel about it. So this is like, we have three different themes. Yeah, one is about environment and the climate change, and the other about accessibility and obstacles, and the other about the bureaucracy in the country, like the demands of it.
So you got a pretty quick and fast and deep dive into the dance world, and then you became part of the Danceability Finland board as well. You're the vice president?
Yeah, because through my experience, like I said, nobody have told me about it. So why I wanted to be in the board is that, like, I could be I could help and promote in it, like getting it into really the people who get it, introduce it to the people on the wheelchair, you know, get them to know there is also this possibility, you can try it, you can be in it. So this was my, like, I see it's my role and Danceability to do it, you know, like, see me on the wheelchair doing it, they will, like, I think they will get like the same way, like how I get interested in it, how I get in this, the girl, she introduced me into Danceability, and she was on the wheelchair. So same, I think, like, I also can do that, you know, get people to know about it.
Yeah. And you were saying something about also the, for the people like refugees and immigrants who are disabled, like you, that you can represent this change and this way of inclusion into the society through this dance experience.
Yeah, definitely. It's like I see, I live, for example, in the very center of Helsinki, and I don't see a lot of people on the wheelchair, but when I see them, mostly are immigrants.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know where I know there are people who use a wheelchair, but I don't see them like that much around, you know. But when I see a lot of immigrants using wheelchairs, like they came for different reasons to Finland. So that was like, yes, those people need a way to get integrate, like to integrate into the system. But how I can reach them and how I can get them into it, that's my task, I think, to do it. And it's hard really to be like, there is different, you know, not like the just an immigrant is not to be an immigrant and then like integrate into society is too tough. Then like to be disabled immigrant, it's even harder, you know. It's even harder. So like different layers, you know. So it's like not just integrate into society, but also like get into working. And there is a lot of challenges ahead as a disabled immigrant. And one of the ways I think that could help and be really strong support for the disabled immigrant is through the danceability, that this dancing it be something great for them to have to go forward.
But when you think 5 or 10 years ahead, what do you want to see that you're doing? What are some of your dreams for the future?
To go and perform in other countries, to build up this danceability also in the other countries, and because especially in my country, that war zone area, there are a lot of disabled people, like get disabled, get injured through because of the war, and that could be a way of relief and way of building up new, like how to build up their life newly. You know, I think the danceability would be really something strong for, like, it would be like a strong mission to do that. And I think, like, we can do that. I want to do that.